Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Former President Trump has sent the country a buzz with his statement that he believes he'll be arrested Tuesday as part of a hush money investigation by the Manhattan DA.
In a tweet, Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy called the potential indictment an outrageous abuse of power by a radical DA. He said he's directing relevant committees to investigate if federal funds are being used to, quote, subvert our democracy by interfering in elections with politically motivated prosecutions. In a statement, former Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the grand jury's consideration of this case makes clear no one is above the law, not even a former president of the United States. Michael George, CBS News, New York.
The Swiss government is reported to be putting pressure on UBS Bank to take over a rival. UBS is reportedly asking the Swiss government for $6 billion to do so. Banking consultant Bert Ely.
Credit Suisse has had problems for some time, including some serious management issues. But, you know, it looks like it's just going to get absorbed by UBS, with possibly parts of it spun off to others.
Officials in Monterey County, California, say they have a $400 million plan to permanently fix the levee that broke a week ago. It then flooded hundreds of acres of strawberry fields. Thousands of people evacuated. Lou Bowman is with the County Water Resources Agency.
The Department of Water Resources teams mobilized very quickly. That entire breach area has been filled with rock up to the original levee elevation.
Three children have died in a house fire in Baltimore. WJZ-TV reporter Mike Helgren.
Flames engulfed the house early Saturday morning. Maria Bailey runs a daycare from her home nearby and heard the screams.
I got woke up by the noise, the screaming, the hollering. When I peeked out my window, the fire trucks had pulled up in the block. Said, oh Lord, somebody's house on fire.
Bailey remembers seeing them playing outside the row home. Now she's haunted by those memories.
It's very disturbing. I feel sorry for the family, because that was just devastating.
The cause of the fire remains under investigation.
At least 12 people have died. Many buildings and homes have been damaged by a 6.7 quake that struck the South American nation of Ecuador Saturday. Paul Caruso is a geophysicist with the U.S. Geological Survey. He says the quake hit 41 miles below the surface.
If it would have been much shallower, it certainly could have been worse. The depth will mitigate some of the damage that we would expect to be caused by a shallow earthquake.
This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back. with Art Ball. He is living in the biggest small town in America, playing for the turkeys from State Street to the mall. He is living in the biggest small town in America, living in the biggest small town in America.
Radio, we are local music. The Pine Travelers there, biggest small town. It's probably one of my favorite songs from them. Oysters before that, both songs off the Heareth album back in 2016. I was looking for some news about the past members of the Pine Travelers, and in doing so, I just realized, looking at Facebook, today is Nick Cutler's birthday rocker.
Nick Cutter.
Cutter. People are looking at his Facebook page, and people are wishing happy birthdays to him. So happy birthday, Nick.
Well, that's, what do they call that when you've passed? And it's your heavenly birthday.
Your heavenly birthday, right. Cheers to Nick. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker. Rocker, we got a good show brewing so far. What else is coming up tonight, man?
Jimmy, later on tonight, of course, Terry Barr is going to have some bar notes for us. Curtis Goodman, Terry will also be talking to the Wisconsin native that's coming back to the Mad City for a show. And then the Devil's Lair, Dana Perry, here for her third time in the lair. She's going to be talking new album, new tour, booking at the Cargo Coffee East, and performing live after 9 p.m. Of course, Max Inc. Heavy, 10 p.m. to midnight, the best of hard rock and metal from around Wisconsin, including a little punk. And then the Faith Hills Have Eyes, Jimmy, will be talking to the whole band, Aaron, Gordon, and Goat. They're going to stop by the studio and hang out with us. And then Essential Last Crack at 11.
I was looking at the calendar day, Rocker, and came up with one question.
What's that?
Because in exactly 2 months tomorrow, I'm going camping.
Camping?
Who's ready to go camping?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my camping.
Not yet.
Today, could you go camping today? It's pretty cold outside. I tell you what, I would actually consider it. What is the coldest temperature you'll camp in? 844-967-2789.
I want to know.
844-96-PARTY. I want to know, too, because I'm really, if E-Dub were to call me right now, Rocker, and say, let's go camping, I might be all in. I don't know. I would have to leave and go camp tonight.
What would you take with you to keep warm?
We'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. 844-967-2789. I'd like to hear what you think about camping in cold weather. How early is it? Is it okay to go early? What's the date? What's the date cutoff? What's the temperature cutoff? You know, we'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. Right now, I got the Mad Towel Manish Boys. You know, their next show is Thursday, March 23rd at the Rooster. It's Jesse's birthday, Rocker. Happy birthday, Jesse!
Happy birthday!
Let's do some Old Dog. It's the Manish Boys. They rock. It's original local music.
Short end of the stick. Susan Massino, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Tano on the radio, this beer sitting ice cold, getting caught up in the breeze. Summer of 69, these are the best days of our lives, yeah. And right outside we'll see a place to be, where we float everywhere, if the sun's gonna shine. We've been out day drinking, and I'm thinking our friends all mine. With a bottle of gin, all that 80 proof rum, we're gonna party all night. So keep the summertime, summertime on. You can't get this in the city, and that girl's looking pretty, and she's sitting up next to me, and this water's wide open, no clouds for days and we're hoping, come on, right outside we'll see a place to be, where we float everywhere, if the sun's gonna shine, we've been out day drinking, and I'm thinking, our friends all mine.
Summertime on, Caleb Woods on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. So what's the coldest temperature you've camped in? Is there like a cutoff line that, no, it's too cold, I'm not going camping? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY.
Jimmy, you're going camping soon. What temperature keeps you home? I mean, you probably have more, you know.
I'm kind of a glamper. I used to do a lot of backpacking and roughing it, but now that I'm older, I like to have my amenities.
Yeah.
You know, at night, I have a really comfy bed, and I have a cot, so I'm off the ground. So if it gets in the 20s, I'm okay.
20s?
Yeah. I mean, it's cold, but you got to have a good sleeping bag, you know?
Sleeping bag only? Yeah.
So I'm not taking any vacations this year. I'm taking like seven different camping trips, maybe eight different camping trips throughout the year.
Wow. So, taking a train out to go camping?
No, we're driving, man. You're driving. So you and Alice, you camp a lot. What's the coldest you camped in?
Boy, you know, I think I'd go back to my childhood with my parents, and we used to camp in the Adirondack Mountains.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, I remember we'd go there sometimes, and there was this guy and his wife, they were immigrants, and they were, you know, he would go off to work in the daytime, and she would stay there, and she was pregnant. I remember she had that kid in the pup tent out there, and boy, it was cold. I don't know. It wasn't 20, Jimmy.
Yeah.
I don't think I could go, I want to say, you know, 45 maybe.
Oh, wow. That's warm. I mean, 45, that's like the perfect sleeping weather in the tent right there. And of course, we're talking tent camping. We're not talking about going in an RV, you know?
Yeah, well, you got to bring something to keep you warm, Jimmy.
Well, that's Mrs. K. And
what do you,
you know, or your wife or your honey, whoever.
Well, you know, it could be lots of things, right?
Rock or vodka. It could be in the suitcase.
Oh, yeah. It could be in a bottle. That's true.
Right, right. You don't want to move the fire inside the tent because that doesn't work out so well, I've learned.
We had a, when I was a kid, we had this like heater thing. It was like, oh, gosh, I don't know, burned on some fuel.
That's carbon monoxide poisoning. Yeah. Perfect.
That's well, back in the 60s and 70s, Jimmy, that kind of stuff was perfectly okay.
Right, right, right. Nobody ever got hurt from that. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We're talking about camping this hour. I'm stoked. I can't wait to go.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Ottawa Lake Campground over in Kettle Moraine South. Can't wait. I got my fast car getaway ready to go. It's the Mascot Theory on Max Inc. Radio.
Take a bow. Take a breath. Sort it out. You don't need the spotlight right now. And take it down. Take the pill. Block it out. We all need the absence of sound. For the ringing in our ears to settle down. And at the end, will you expect it? There to be a slow decay. Sometimes the story gets an ending. With a fast car getaway, take a bow. Take a bow. Take one last look around. Take a bow. Take a bow. Take one last look around. See the crowd. They know our songs and they sing along. Scatter words like pennies off the ground. But a day will come and they'll sing all the words to someone else's song. Expecting there to be a slow decay. Sometimes the story gets an ending. With a fast car getaway, take a bow. Take a bow. Take one last look around. Take a bow. Take a bow. Take one last look around. Take a bow. Take a bow. Take one last look around. Take a bow. One last look around. At the end, were you expecting there to be slow decay, walking straight into a bright light as the final music fades. Take a bow, take a bow, take one last look around. Take a bow, take a bow, take one last look around. Take a bow, take one last look around. Take a bow, take a bow, take one last.
Listening to Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin. Now, it's time for Bar Notes with Terry Barr, your weekly report of what's happening in the Wisconsin music scene. Sponsored by the Ethical Trade Company in Madison, goods for a better world. Find them online at ethicaltradeco.com.
Hey everyone, Terry Barr with your Bar Notes. Here are your three quick notes, highlighting some of the news and happenings across the Wisconsin music scene. Okay, note number one takes us to the Red Rooster on the east side of Madison. It's a wonderful bar and, of course, a friend of our show, hosting live music on a nightly basis, and one we almost thought we'd lost when in its former life as the Knuckle Down, it shut down. Some committed musicians from the Madtown Manish Boys purchased, remodeled, and reopened it. it. Now those same owners are ready to move to remodel phase two, which is all about the outside space, including a large deck, a music stage, a bar, cozy landscaping. Sounds wonderful. There's going to be a couple of fundraising events happening throughout the next several months, with the construction underway later this summer. Next, you've heard us talk about the Palace Theater. It's a multi-entertainment and dinner venue in Wisconsin Dells, which often featured Wisconsin bands opening for national acts. Well, we now know Legacy Entertainment out of Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, is the new owner of the Palace. Legacy has 45 years of theater management experience and bought the Palace after the Kramer brothers decided to shut the doors a couple of months ago. A Legacy spokesperson says the group has been interested in the Dells area for quite a while and is now planning to spend millions to renovate the theater during the next year, transforming it into what they described as a performing arts center and employing more than 140 people. The new owners will host a couple of shows during construction and will be changing the name and holding an official grand opening in 2024. Of course, we will keep you updated right here on Max Inc. Radio. And our final note, if you ever watch the TV competition show American Idol, there may be another reason for you to cheer on one of the contestants this season. Her name is Reet Thorns. She's a graduate of Memorial High School in Madison. The 20-year-old is now a college student and took a chance to audition for Idol. After several rounds, she earned a gold ticket. So she's going to move on to the televised competition, which will happen in Los Angeles. Now, during her audition, Reet shared her story as one of growing up often without a mother who battles with addiction. One of the celebrity judges, Lionel Richie, hugged her and told her, "I get you." So let's all watch for Reet during the Hollywood portion on ABC in a couple of weeks. Congrats and good luck to Reet. Good luck on American Idol, Reet, from all of us at Max Inc. Radio. And as always, we thank you for supporting your local bars and those talented artists playing all the notes. I'm Terry Barr with your Bar Notes.
That was Bar Notes with Terry Barr. If you have a story that you think we should know about, send us an email at maxincradio@gmail.com. Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey, baby, hey, baby. Woman, I like your automobile.
CBS News Brief. An extraordinary week lies ahead, says CBS's Scott McFarlane.
In a social media post, former President Trump says he expects to be arrested Tuesday as a Manhattan prosecutor eyes charges in an alleged hush money case, money allegedly paid to women during the former president's first campaign.
The big Swiss bank is being pressured to take over a rival, former counsel to the Federal Reserve Board, Cornelius Hurley.
It's been a surprise to many people how suddenly the banking crisis in the U.S. Leapt across the ocean, and it appears to have been a precipitating factor in Credit Suisse's immediate problems.
Monterey County, California has a $400 million plan to permanently fix the levee that broke a week ago and flooded hundreds of acres. Lou Bowman is with the County Water Resources Agency.
We are looking to the future for a more robust levee system that we can anticipate will handle projected storm events.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Imagine planning your wedding in just one day. Pre-register for tickets at madcitybridoexpo.com and receive a $200 gift card. Tickets are also available at the door for $10. Read all the details at madcitybridoexpo.com and like them on Facebook. It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Your ring is just the beginning.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis.
Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Baby, to
some love.
Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network, the Alter 5 Blues Band, and You Gotta Earn It. Always a pleasure to hear the Alter 5's Blues Band. Before that, some Rascal Theory, equally as awesome, with Buzzkill. Rocker, we're talking about camping, man. Cold weather camping, are you okay with that? What kind of equipment are you using to keep yourself warm when you're camping? 844-967-2789. Man, I'm stoked, dude. I'm looking at my calendar. 2 months from tomorrow. Mrs. K, E-Dub, and I, we're off. We're going to camping at Ottawa Lake Campground.
Ottawa Lake Campground. Where's that in the state?
It's just east of us. Just east of us in the Kettle Moraine State Forest. I forget the town that is close by.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of out by Oconomowoc, maybe. Yeah. Heartland.
Yeah, Heartland sounds right. Yeah.
That area.
Eagle. Pretty close to Eagle.
You know, I always wonder if those, you know, ratings on those sleeping bags are, like, true. They're, like, down to 30 below.
Oh, sure. The ratings.
You know, for real? Would you trust that?
Well, I guess they work because they are tested in cold weather. You know.
Oh, whose job is that, right?
I wouldn't want that job. No.
See if this works.
This sleeping bag.
Go into this cooler with this sleeping bag and see if this works.
This rating is not working on this sleeping bag. No. You know, equipment is key, though. You got to have a good sleeping bag. You got to have a good cot. I love having the cot up off the ground, you know. Because sleeping on the ground sucks.
Yeah, I agree. I think the cot's probably a good idea. Jimmy, if it gets that cold, I think I'm just going to camp in the hotel.
You know, we've done this before. We picked up camp, and it's like, screw it. You know, rain for like 3 days.
Yep.
You got to have some good food. You got to have some drinks, of course. Good company is good.
Rain and cold. Boy, right. That's the double whammy.
Our friend George, wink wink, needs to be there, which leads me right into our next song from Jordan Story, his brand new one, We Got High, on Max Inc. Radio.
We got high.
making shoes. No risks, no more mistakes. At least now we can say that we got high. Yeah, we got high.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sometimes at night I take a walk, I get in a fight because I talk, but it's just me lashing out. Nothing else, the others there, they never really tend to care. I'm just another one in doubt. Is it wrong to feel surrounded when there's no one else in town? Guess I just look kinda crazy the way you would portray me if you were still around. As you know, it gets lonely. Just another wick to burn and no one notices the heat. Is it weird to feel empowered at someone else's feet? I may never feel as human, shouting down my demons like I do your memory.
Sync Radio, we are local music. The Cancellations there and Control Me. Coming up, Curtis Goodman is going to be joining Terry Barr. That's coming up at 8:30 tonight. And then Dana Perry's live in the Devil's Lair. Can't wait for that. You know, Ellie Mabee, she's in the Cancellations singing and playing some guitar. She's playing bass on this song with Jerry X. This is White Light on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I do. White light.
On Max Inc. Radio. All right, coming up, we got a double dip to kick off the 8 o'clock hour of Heavy Looks. Terry Barr is going to have a chat with Curtis Goodman. It's going to be a good hour of radio. Stick around. Right now, Doozy on Max Inc. Radio.
Let's go. I'm done. Sick and tired of being on the run from everything that I want. Let's blow this joint. Sky high, never to return. Just you wait till I'm fitting in these medium t-shirts. You are the only one that makes me feel anything at all. You are the only one that makes me believe anything at all. I'm beat red. Trying hard, but I'm bad at playing pretend. I hide my narcissistic tendencies behind the fakest smile. I'm tired, I'm spent, I've done everything I can to make myself believe that I can keep on going. You are the only one that makes me feel. Trying to make it better.
that makes me believe anything at all. You are the only one that makes me feel anything at all. You are the only one that makes me believe anything at all. You are the only one that makes me feel.
Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Max Inc. Radio presents Bomblastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bomblastica at the Wisco on Willie Street, Saturday, April 15th. Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbellion. With special guest, Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. And Mad City's own hard rockers, Iron Plow.
We are the Iron Plow.
It's Bomblastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. Presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Imagine planning your wedding in just one day. Pre-register for tickets at madcitybridoexpo.com and receive a $200 gift card. Tickets are also available at the door for $10. Read all the details at madcitybridoexpo.com and like them on Facebook. It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Your ring is just the beginning.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at...
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.